Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger.
Okay. All righty. We got Dr. Dan and possibly Dr. Boswell standing by. I want to see, before I go to one of them, I've been trying to get updated with Josephine, and I didn't talk to her before the call. I don't know if she is actually available to talk or not.
Yes, but, ma'am.
So, Josephine, let me tell you why I wanted to reintroduce you or bring you back on tonight. You know, Ted Pugel, I call him Johnny Appleseed. He's always going around just sharing and sharing, right? And he shared with you. And what's unique about your situation is that you were facing an opioid epidemic situation. And you have been having a journey. I was talking to you on the phone one time. You were talking about how you used to walk, how you used to talk, and all of that. All that's changed. So for people who might not have been on any of those calls, just take us back very briefly, if you would, to how debilitated you were and what kind of changes you've seen since Ted has introduced you to Restore.
Well, in 2017, I was trying to get off the pain medications, but it wouldn't, I couldn't do it. It was just, it didn't really let me become aware of the fact that I couldn't do anything. So when I got on the Restore, all of a sudden, my whole self started to be more refined. It took me 2.5 years before I could get to the Restore to have that help me to get clean. And so now it's taken me, I'm on the Restore now for going on 4 months, and I've noticed that it's totally clean. My brain was so damaged, I thought I was going to die within 4 months. I had no control over anything. I couldn't communicate with other people. I couldn't even talk. So I knew something had to happen. So the Restore just came in at the right time, bringing me into the new 2020 with a clean body. And then that Restore just totally was in action. I can now even move my legs. My legs were immobile. My spine has the fourth lumbar is damaged, and my neck has had a whiplash. So all these situations in my muscles and my being able to walk is totally improved. Lately, I've been walking. I've walked like 8 blocks in the last 6 days. So I'm going around. In other words, I'm making trips around my street here, which is like 4 or 5 blocks. And so those count as, you know, one time every time. And that's a long time. And so I'm just so happy about how my whole body is just has so much energy. I'm clear-headed. It's still little spots in there. I'm 73, but I really feel like I'm 63 now. It's just totally loaded up my whole body with energy. I love sharing it now with a lot of the friends. And I've got a couple gals that were, this one gal that she was also having an opiate problem. And what they did was they put her on some strips. And I said, hey, you know, gal, have you been on that thing for like 6 months? I says, I got rid of mine in 2 weeks. I go, come on, let me help you out here. And so she called me today, and it's been still like 3 months. She was a heavy doser. She's one of those that really like 60 pills, like murder. Okay, just taking it without even considering that taking the whole bottle is going to do any damage to her. That's how strong her body was. And I said, look, you got to listen to me, girl, because this has worked for me. I've done this all by myself. And I don't, even when I went into the pain doctor, he couldn't believe it. He could not believe that I got rid of that thing in two weeks. And so my friend there, she called me today and said, I'm totally done. I'm not going to do this no more. And so that's, now she's completely on the restore now. So
let me thank you for that. That's quite a result. Consider what's happened here. Like, you had the mental recovery because your brain gets damaged and whatnot. You had the physical recovery. We were talking about the stem cell effect with Bill Gray.
Right.
It's obviously apparent with you as well, and with Connie Alvarez, also on Ted's team with her daughter, cerebral palsy all her life, 17 years old, and regaining all this functionality that they perhaps never thought she would get. So the only other thing I want to do is really thank you and the example that Ted and their whole team is setting of really sharing with people and letting the world know what we've got here that can be a benefit to them. So thank you again, Josephine.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.